we signed a contract with MCAT for the criminal justice software. That's really the big software that that handles all of our, you know, like from the time somebody might get a ticket or get stopped, all the way through the prosecution and through the courts. And about $3.8 million is what that contract was. The original contract that they offer was for $5.1 million, I believe. But we were able to pare some things out of there, and we had some good negotiators in there to try to get that price down. We got it down to 3.8. Now it looks like it's probably the best we can get done, and it's, I think it'll be a large improvement. It'll take us a year and a half to 2 years to be on that software, because there's lots of things that has to happen first. But that's probably the biggest thing we did today.
I remember you talking about that during the budget, because you all were trying to plan for that after you gave those dollar figures. That's quite an investment.
It certainly is. Let's see, it was back, I guess in 2000 when the software that we currently own was purchased. And I wasn't on the court at the time, but I think it was about $2.5 million is what they paid for that. And there really hadn't been too many people happy with it. We've had some problems with it, but I really believe that we've done enough on investigation into this one that I think we're going to be much happier with this software. I think it's going to work much better.
All right. Anything else?
That's all I think of right now.
Okay, well, that's quite a handful in itself. So, you all remember when you started negotiating on this new software?
Actual negotiations, I believe, was started last June. We've been working on software for the last at least 2 years. You know, we had to do the RFP, and so we've been in that, looking at software and trying to get it purchased for a long time.